Jeez, Tick Buddy's gone out there. He's hogging the limelight. We got to get the fuck out there. Who's supposed to give the speech this year? Me or you? I can't remember. I'm late. Missed the bus.
You got to secure the survivor first.
Oh, yeah, that's Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, he was selected as designated survivor, and he got lung cancer. That's how bad it is.
Sitting next to the first lady right now. He can't be the
survivor. He can't be the designated survivor if he's sitting there? Is that what you're saying?
No, because if they blow the shit up, somebody's got to be left. You remember this show you don't watch, Designated Survivor, and how that works?
Yeah, I know. With that guy, Sutherland, hung out in Bridgewater, Nova Scotia. Kiefer Sutherland, where he hung out this summer. So, Carolyn, do you want to be the designated survivor if Ion's speech or my speech blows up the house today? You ready? You know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh said he's the designated survivor, but he announced cancer. Now he said he's courting Melania for health. He's right beside her. Meanwhile, I and I can't remember who did it last year. We alternate every year. Who does the Ion, Onion, on
State of the Onion. Well, we better do it this year and give you a break, sort of chill you.
Well, I'm going to be the opposition if I don't like it. If I don't talk with any of what you say, you better be careful.
That's good. We like that, you dark soul. You expect nothing
less. I'm the brightest dark soul on the planet.
So far, so good. We'll see.
Okay, so do we let you...
Oh, you got to go.
You want to mute myself?
You want a little field. Well, first of all, you got to greet everybody. The parliamentarian has to call it to order. You got to get everybody so they can get themselves together and they got to get their corn whiskey lined up so they won't be falling over with bottles chunking all over the place and they get all messed up. And, you got to have your applause button to run a lot because that's a whole lot of the speech. The speech won't take 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes of speech and 45 minutes of clapping. You know how that goes.
Okay, well, let me just introduce. Okay, you mofos. You've heard of Jim Rain. You've heard of Jack. Jermaine thinks you grew up in Paris now. They're all whacked out.
Word, y'all. You mofos.
Anyways, you mofos, sit down, put that Kleenex away, put your condoms back on your dicks, get ready. I was going to release the ununioned. Dun, 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 dun. Uh-oh, Kel just dropped her phone in the soup.
Get the fucking phone in the soup.
Oh,
I'm down.
Man down.
We gotta
have a survivor.
Okay, so soberly, I suggest you sit back and take this in. It's not going to be the same as my speech last year, but I might come up with an original opposition if I don't sync with the frequency is going to be presented by Ion right this second, I think. Let's see. Oh, James, sit down, please, James. And Beaujolais, take that ridiculous pair of glasses off, and who else is here? And Scott, you're coming in on two different channels. That's not illegal, Scott. Yeah. No, disconnect one of your phone lines.
Tell Jack, get them damn clothes off. The guy can't have this. Get them clothes off.
Jack just left. Jermaine's there alone with Jack's clothes. Jack disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Without his clothes.
All right. That happens. That does happen. So things happen. Couldn't hurt.
We have a Cincinnati person, a new senator. Who's this? Cincinnati 513-332. Don't recognize your scene. Who do you represent?
Gave away number.
Can't speak? Oh well. Okay, let's go. Just another ghost, another dead person. Go ahead, there, Ion. I'm ready.
Well,
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. So you got to march and stomp and fit and fight and fly, and everybody's happy and together and got themselves together. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you one and all to this year's State of the Onion. We have a great speech put together. We want to tell you, first of all, the State of the Onion is strong. Ascension is at its highest level that's been in all of recorded history. No time, but there's history. you come finally to a place where you have an opportunity, the brightest optimal condition ever. The most information you have ever had in a capacitation that can allow you to have the knowing and capacity to ascend. Ever. You have all the information. It's better than Steve Majors. It's better than the $6 million man. You have the technology. Oh, wait, is that helping you? You have the tech body. It's goading you. But your blessing is your curse, and your curse is your blessing. You have to find a way to navigate between the two. As you have your power, you got to take it. As you take your power, you got to use it. As you use your power, you got to develop it. Otherwise, the tech body is going to take it from you. And if not, then the angels who stand in abeyance this day to see what you will do. They will see what you will do. You have the greatest opportunity that's ever been afforded you on this planet in this realm. We're packing the bags, getting ready to send you all back home. It's getting wonderful. It's a very delightful repose. It's a very wonderful condition as we're moving back and forth and back and forth as the moon waxes and wanes, all three of them, lining things up that people are starting to notice that they have things. People are starting to notice that they are. People are starting to move heavens and quake earths and come into their power quietly, voraciously, not with a bang, but with a whimper. You're closing in more and more and more in your own ability and capacity. Not from a showy, pushy, find your way, get out of my way, blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. It's softer. It's easier. It's more contrite. What happens is you find the ability to have non-physical work as a benefit, not as a doppelganger, not as something trying to take you out. That is something trying to prove you can't do it. See, you use your mind, which is not a thinking man's game, but you use your mind to prove that you're human. Your mind proves that you're human, but you're not. There's the rub. It's a lie. You're not human. You're not human. Now, this speech is a standard for which all men this day will be judged. You now are in the position where you know who you are. You know where you have the capacity. You have finally been given all capacitation to allow your place to be recorded. The 24 elders stand in the bastion of all that is good and right, that the angels stand in abeyance waiting on the lampstands that are trimmed and full of oil, full of oil. That the dragon will come back. The dragon will stand. The dragon will crush what's left of the People's Republic of China. There will not be anything left. China will stand, but the People's Republic of China will not. The earth and all of its precipices will quake. It will spit. It will purr. And it will shake the very life out of many humans. Many humans. But it doesn't have to destroy you. As you find your way, you will know exactly and find who you are. There are those among you that can move heavens. There are those of you who can change the world and have. There are those of you who have powers that you have developed that even surprise yourself. You had Lazarus projects. You brought those back from the dead. We have documentation of those. You have people who have changed their own ways, their own lives, their own capacities in a despicable, deplorable, cannot make it, ridiculous position that'll never overcome. You can never overcome it. And yet you walk through it as peacefully through a welding stream that allows you to flow and easy and you wax and wane in the position that you've created. It's astounding. Proof's in the pudding. Pudding's in the proof. What happens now is you ease on to the next layer, the next stage, you start to notice things. You start to notice power. You start to notice what's happening. You start to notice the shift. The tiniest shift that has ever been has made the United States of America now the greatest superpower ever, ever, ever. What changed? What happened? What's the deal? Where did it come from? How did we get here? How was it so damn bad that it's so damn good now? What's the difference? What's the common denominator? Ascension. Ascension. Ascension will put this in a position where you have the upper hand. Very quietly, very subdued. You don't want to be that guy. You want to be the back seat. You don't want to be on the hood ornament in this particular case. Because it's flowing, it's happening, it's changing. For the first time in this dastardly condition of little man state, you've noticed that you have no other choice. That finally you've given up. That finally you've let go. That finally you've decided that there's no other choice but to either ascend or to die. Those are the choices. Now that all other events, and even in death, there's no peace any longer. Even in death, you've separated yourself from your very place. There's no gulf to sieve you. There's no place to catch you. There's no window to soothe you. There's no air, fresh or otherwise, that will abate the dour condition that is the days of your life. It is astounding. It is astounding that you've come into a light, right, conditioned place that says you are God. Very astounding. Very amazing. It's very amazing. The stories have come. We could start and recant them all. We could tell you how Bert stomps angels out of his yard and kills frogs, deals with the dead, moves more than most have seen. We can tell you all about Jenny and how she's been able to find a special way to fit herself in a tactile place that is going to shine beyond worlds. It's a very gracious, wonderful thing. It was her desire that she's creating. Not perfect. She's creating. Not perfect. She doesn't want it perfect. She wants it to fit. She wants it to be that everyone can. That everyone can. She knows they won't, but she still holds out hope for hope that they might. She still holds out hope that they can. She supports at every level, just as we, that see you as an ascended place. That's a delightful gift. That's a gift that not few can control. You can enjoy the position, but you can't find your way. You've got the original dark soul, the one trying to set all precedent in place. He has done everything. He is in charge. He rules this world and it's this domain. What he decides is what will be without fail or without exception. You can mark that. You can call it what you want to. Say something. That's what we suggest you do. Say something. You'll see. It's a marvelous thing. This state of the onion this year is very appropriate because now you have reaching arms and rings that have now been activated. Now your goddamn science can validate ascension. Now your goddamn world can see and say and know that there is a God. Yes, they can do that. Tech Body's been a buddy to us. We sort of play in that world a little bit. Y'all shouldn't very much because it'll get on you. But try as you might, take that place of power. Own it. Run it. But you better make that bitch bleed if you're going to get to fucking with it. Because it'll take you right on down through there. You need to know that. Just so everybody knows. It's tunk a low poison many times as you engage it. So if there's a grain of salt left in your soul, take that one to heart. Don't play with it. Don't mess with it. If you're going to use it, go with it. If you're going to take advantage of it, great. But you better know what you're dealing with. It's like Bob's dastardly bastard half brother on his mama's side, Tricky Dick Dobbs. It's nasty. It's a pretty terrible thing. Tricky Dick get you messed up, you see. Get you messed up. Because it gives the other side of a position that cannot be calculated. It cannot be assimilated. It cannot be propelled. And it's as innocent as the day is long. It is just that innocent. And then, in the quiet of the night, you shake yourself. You shake yourself. And you start to feel that tinge, that little place, that little thing that's been creeping inside you, that you always knew that a fairy tale rang true to say that you could fly through the stars, to say that you were not bound to this world. They said that you could have all the sun, moon, and stars and all that this world could purvey, that you could create wealth from a thousand hills and control it. By the twinkling of a little finger. You've seen it. You've heard about it. Now, many, many, many are starting to notice, feel, and note it. It's becoming real, you say. It's becoming tactile, visceral. You can feel it. You can run up down your coursing veins. It's very appropriate. Our designated survivor this year, however delightful, has now once again, for the team, made sure that there is one bastion left, that there is hope in the canticles of this position, of this uncomely state of becoming, in this uncomely condition of not ascended yet. It's a marvelous thing. Tirelessly she moves. Tirelessly she controls and tries to steer humans in a capacity so that they can survive as well. Moving all, hope for all, changing all, questioning all, constantly moving, waxing and waning in every position to say, that's not right, that's not right, that's not right, that's not right. You don't have to do it that way. That's not right. You're going to kill these people. That's not right. To say, do it this way. Do it this way. To take something as ridiculous as a tincture and change people's lives, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The tiniest tiny of tiny can change worlds. Then she looks and says, no, there's a bigger picture. There's a broader spectrum. There's a larger capacity in this manacled machine that's driving this world, you see. The world is living itself. You're not living in the world. The world's living in you. That's the difference. That's the shake. That's the quaking. That's the capacity that allows you to know who you are. And if you don't, that's okay. If you don't, you'll figure it out. Or you won't be with us long. Those days have passed. This is a marvelous year. This is a marvelous place. This is a marvelous time. This is the time for which you were born. That's funny. But you've come to this place now, and you brought your DNA with you for an RNA that's changing, for a body that's ascending, for a capacity that can allow the electrolytes in your body to finally become complete, that they can finally change the telomeres in your cells to let them do what they were born to do. Those cells have been replicating themselves through the genealogy. The ones that begot this one, begot that one, bringing you all the way back to where you came from. Back to God, we say. Back to God puts you in a position where you get to say how this goes. It's a very delightful, wonderful position. It's fun when you think about it because you've always had this ability. You've always had this capacity, but it took a dark soul to shake you to such a position that you had nothing left to do but to ascend. It's amazing. To take the most singular, ridiculous human on this planet, Marshall Herbert Marshall McLuhan, however ridiculous, to poke you into the eye to make you so aggravated that you have to honor Marge Stewart and her great work to bring you into a place to realize that words were going to be the downfall. Words kept you out of ascension. Words, I told you what you couldn't do. Words judge the very fabric of your time-space reality. It was words, spoken words, written words. Those words had to be questioned. And so we've moved to this precipice of this state of the ion, of those that are onions. You've now come to a place where you don't write anymore. You don't use words. You notice your tech buddy's gotten ahead of it. Now you tell the TV remote what you want it to do. It's an example. Now you tell the car what you want to say. Hey, Siri, where am I? Hey, Siri, where's the car? Hey, Siri, crank the car. Hey, Siri, where is this? Hey, Siri, what channel do I want to watch on the TV? Hey, TV, turn yourself on and make yourself present. Hey, Siri, turn off. Alexa, turn off the lights. Alexa, wind the long case clocks. So we can tell what time it is. Siri, Alexa, honey, bitch, make the coffee. Turn on the oven. Lock the door. Unlock the door. Turn on the vacuum cleaner. Get the Roomba going. Order some Tide Pods. Get some Clorox bleach. We need some sweet milk, a little sweet milk, something you can squeeze, freshly squeezed sweet milk. It's very good. Now what happens is you have a position that all this is being shown to you in this technological, you know what that word means, experiment. It's an experiment that can allow you to see clearly after the rain is gone. The rain is the rain of Bob. Bob reigns now. He's in charge. He runs it. Everything he's made up over his long and varied millennia is now come to pass. It was actually always come to pass. He just wouldn't even acknowledge it himself. It's pretty delicious and pretty fun because guess what? He made it all up and it came true anyway. You can't beat it with a stump stick. See, because it stands again and again and again reminding you. Who cares about Ezra Pound? Who cares about Bob Dobbs? We could go all the way through with Miss Vicky. Avaton, old Ralph Doobie, old Dave Worcester, Worcester, whatever it was. Yeah, it's been Vern. Don't forget Vern. Vern was more important than all those others put together. They don't talk about him so much, but Vern was in there as well as many others. Over time, there's some that have stepped away. That's their prerogative. That's their capacity. If they had sinned, wonderful. Come show us all about it. But it's not looking good. Try as you may. You may. You certainly may. But it's not the best way to fly if you're going to the moon and the sun and back home to heaven, heaven's space. Heaven's joy awaits. Well, this year we've come into another great day to where you can now have examples, living, working examples of ascension. You now can start to see the very power that you convey individually and corporeally. You're moving things. Bob is accomplishing things mightily. Things are accomplished on his stead mightily. It's coming to a very interesting position now that is starting to come to pass, to fruition, you see. It's a very incredible place because now, and maybe for the first time, now others are starting to notice. Three or four might show up. And if they do, that's wonderful. And if they don't, that's okay too. It makes no never mind. Because you see, the solution that solves the solidinity allows you to know that you're God. If you can't figure that out, just know that you're God. Okay, that'll get you started. But now you have a conversation. You have the capacity, the ability to be God, even if you don't think you are. You see, it's a trick of the mind. It's a trick of the mind. It's a trick of the mind. As you start moving, then you step into that place and you let go. And then everybody's climbing on the ropes of life. They get to the end of the rope, and they say, time out and hang on. We say, wow. Let go. You're 6 inches off the ground. It's more of a libertine gospel that allows you to come into your power than that of something that keeps you in bondage. Those chains that have bound you. Papa Justify said it. Break those chains that bind us. Anytime, Lord, now you can come into your place of power. It's a very delightful, wonderful scope of reference that's been provided for you. Hands and knees of praise, Bob, and the chorus that will go on for eternity. All hail the power of Bob's precious name. He has vicariously moved the world so that you have a chance. He has given up all and total slack so that you have an opportunity. He's given up pride and prejudice time and time again so that now he can rule the world quietly and politely and pleasantly to allow those that want to ascend the ability and capacity to look through example to see how not to do it. If you want to know how not to do it, just call Bob. It'll be great. It's wonderful. Because he won't even have that experience. It becomes the standard. He becomes the model. He becomes the test in the agar of life in this little experiment called ascension. It's a delightful place. It's a delightful world. Let's see. We've covered your body. We've covered the tech body. We've covered your world. We've covered others in your world. Oh, have we? Have we covered? Are there others in the world? Some have loved ones who are ascending who do a stone cold dead strolling around. You have the dead strolling around trying to ascend. Yeah, the Egyptian Book of the Dead trying to figure out how to go get the dead ones from the live ones to bring them back to the live ones from the dead ones. From that whole conditioned response. It's all levels. It's lines and spaces. By rote, one can sojourn themselves to find a way. You can engage others. You can engage yourself. But as Sweet Sue has told you time and time and time again, be sure to put your oxygen mask on first before helping someone else with theirs. There's a reason for that. If you can't tend to yourself, what makes you qualified to help somebody else? Never a good idea. Tend to you, then take to helping everybody else. A great philosopher said one day, oh, they'd be so glad when they got all their shit straightened out. They said, oh, philosopher, such language. Why would you have that position? And why do you want to get yours straightened out first? He said, because as soon as I get my shit straightened out, I'm going to take to helping everybody else with theirs. Get out of other people's business. Not yours, it's theirs. If you're not invited in their kingdom, get out. You're living badly. You're going to have to learn that you rule and reign. If you want to marry into it, to rule and control it, and have a war to kill it, to take it over, look at Bloody Mary, Mary Queen of Scots. She had trouble with all that. Do it as you want to. Please yourself if you will, but that's not the way to rule. The elders will help you segregate this position as we go to the next layer. The next layer, you're going to see the earth start to change and turn. Many parts of this have already started. Oh, this must be ridiculous. Enough has happened so that you start noticing that what we say may have some predicated condition on the life you're about to live. Fuck that shit. If that's all it takes to turn your head, you're doomed. You need to come on into this thing, the good part. You want somebody to come sit on your pews in your church, tell them how sweet heaven is, not how hot hell is. They'll come a lot. They'll stay a lot longer. They'll stay a lot longer. Then what happens is it becomes delicious. It becomes pleasant. You're still in charge. You're still happy. You're still in your place of power. Find something that makes your heart sing and support that. And once you do that, then all of a sudden, the cares of life will grow strangely, strangely dim. And that's how you know you're on the right path. It's been a marvelous world. It's been a marvelous place. It's been a marvelous condition. Let's see. What have you accomplished this year in the state of the onion? Well, you have now a working displayed model of Coldplay. You now have, by the way, that's stable. You now have in the gut of the dark soul bread of life. That is validated. You now have coursing through the veins of the dark soul, living water. Or as he for 1,277 years has jokingly referred to as bread of living water, that everybody would remember in the stages of these canticles of these 2 or 3 hours that we've been speaking so far, then you can come back to say, products in the hopper, products in the list, products that are coming forth. There's new things coming. We're not going to talk about it, but we can. Products have been altered. Products have been changed. Warehouses will hold new product that is not the same product as before. Humans are having a different response to it, a different condition to it. The restructure has the new amino acid stabilization process that allow your adrenals to function at a more heightened condition. We said that a scoop of protein from a regular whey, that restructure would be 400 times for every one. And that's the case now. That's why BERT blows up. That's why the humans are doing very well on it. We're trying to keep it low and slow so it doesn't overwhelm them, because you can blow some albumin out if you're not careful. But, you know, hey, do what you got to do. The products are starting to have a causal effect on the planet. They can't ignore it anymore. So much so that even the mucky mucks are starting to poke around to look and see what's going on. What is this, and where did this come from, and what's up with this, and how are we going to get this out of here, and who are these people, and where did they come from, and blah, 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 blah. Because they know in about one more second it's going to be 2 at the plow and there's nothing they can do. They know this. And so, therefore, care and legalities are being very carefully wrought to make sure that at every base level, the tech body is supporting Carolyn's fine works that are very valued and that are very appreciated and that gave you all a chance to even know that you could have a better place of power, because otherwise you were doomed, okay? That's all she ever wanted to do. She never wanted to sell no products. She never wanted to have no products. She didn't want to do that. That wasn't what her thing was. She didn't want to be one of them snake oil people that run around peddling some bullshit. It was just like any other grease or lotion or potion or lotion or motion or some foolishness that worked good for a second but then was no good afterwards. She didn't want that. She wasn't interested in it. She'd sell somebody else's stuff if it was good and qualifiably right. She'd help other people fix their shit so they could make money for nothing other than a thank you, have a nice day. Wouldn't even necessarily give her credit for their work that she did. But those are the days. It matters not. She didn't do it for that. See, it wasn't about that. It was about making the world a different place to have the chance for it to be as good as, so you could be as whole as possible. So you can be as whole as possible. And now, picture it. Look how time flies in this little world. How this now moves and shifts and twists and becomes. Oh, and yes, there are some examples. Bob has examples of the work. He has something called an angel diagram. He's waiting on the lotus flower to open. He's watching it. He's poked at it. He knows it. He's learned it. He knows the rings. He knows Revelation. He even looks, he can quote Ezekiel 1:22. That's a first. Dark souls quote scriptures. That's what Jack has to do when we talk to him. He has to strip for the scriptures. But now what happens, you've got to come back around and start noticing the condition. Many have said, oh, Ion, I thank you. I like your crazy talk. You talk vulgar. You say nigger and nigga and crazy words that are offensive to one, all, and many. We say good. They should be offended. Little men should be offended. Get offended. If it quakes you in some place to bring you back to your place of power, come on with it. That's good. Let's go. Cowboy foreplay. Let's get in the truck. Now, then this wild condition where all bets are off. All bets are off, so you can come in as you are. Because whether you know it or not, whether you do or not, people have bad smells. Bob doesn't like bad smells or ugly people in any way. But people have those things about them. And so you've got to be able to plainly expose it to the bitter marrow to note what you're talking about. Otherwise, you're going to be some primrose Sunday school petting leftover dead inhale motherfucker that's never going to make it, as Bob says in the new MOFO review. So take it any way you want to. The sharpness or the acrid positions have nothing other than to let you know that it's free reign and it's appropriate at the most base level. Because someone might ascend and say, oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm not this. Oh, I sleep with dogs. I like bestiality, so I can't qualify for this shit, for the ascension, or whatever it is. We don't know. People, humans do a whole lot of things that are a little bit weird, as weirdness goes. But if you are able to ascend, you can find your way. And we are here to bring you into your place of power so that you may ascend. We're not saying you have to. Now, since the Bob's last State of the Onion speech, some things have changed. Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. And the wizard, we've been talking to the wizard, and the wizard ain't behind that blanket no more. He's not covered up no more. The wizard, he done been looking at some things. And he been laid up trying to figure out how to run this, and it ain't working out so good. Because he keeps trying to calculate which button to pull and which level to run, and it never works out. You know why? Because the tech body just took that over. The tech body runs that. The tech body drives that now. They say how it goes. That's the conditioned response that you have to now learn to some way overcome. You have to take and make a caliphate that can be subdued at whatever level that you can do it. But you have to. You have to find a way in order to recognize the difference, finally and completely, the difference between what is live and what is Memorex. That's the difference. And you will soon. You'll be able to tell the difference very happily. Now, let's see. You've dealt with the first part. You've dealt with the middle part. The three kingdoms. You've got to sew them together. They've been divided corporeally, and now they're coming back together. They're merging. All the bodies are coming back. All the bodies are coming back. They're in a hex advertisement. All the bodies are noted. If you can't start quoting the tiny note chart, you better get right, because it's going to leave you wanting. You're not going to be on that day wondering if you can see which one came from which, or which quadrant's going to apply, or how this is going to work, or what Lyndon LaRouche thought about something. Be too late in that day. Prepare yourself the way of the Lord. Study to show thyself approved. So in that day, that great day of judgment, in that great getting up morning, when you fare thee well, you will do just that. It's been a very grateful, wonderful delight. It's been a pleasure. You should thank Bob. You should praise Bob. He's going to give the other side of this story, sad as it may be. He's going to tell you all that you didn't know or couldn't know or should have known. The resident knowed. Then as it moves swiftly, quietly, deliberately to this grand state of ascension, now what happens? You come to a place where you can quietly know. It's already started. There's no way to stop it. You can't undo it. You can't unknow it. Just tiptoe. If you've got it perfect, enjoy it. If you don't, keep working with it. There is great hope and delight and wonderment in this world. You are welcomed if you may. Join if you will. Get out if you don't. It's all good with us. It's all good with us. The technological advances that are being prompted right now will secure 5G and complete our cloud. It's delightful. It's delightful. Your blood test will start showing this new problem. The new problem is the new blood types. You're losing blood types. Where's the Rh factor? Oh! And so there it goes. They'll start noticing it. They'll just put it in a box and say, oh, well, that's just. It'll become the, oh, that's just condition. And that's okay. Let it go. It's a very happy day. It's a very happy wonderment. As you find yourself finally, maybe completely, for the first time, with an exact preemptive condition of ascension. We bid you all a wonderful, wonderful evening and a wonderful day and a wonderful life, because it is with Bob. And we thank you eternally.
In honor of your speech, Bob is washing his hands, Ion. I think.
Yay! He nervously washing them hands.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
I was washing off the vodka and the whiskey.
Oh, nice.
That was downing while I had to put up with that vomit. Okay,
That's true.
One thing about this vomit, no one has ever spewed it as eloquently as my brother, Dickie, here. Dickie Dobbs. We've never revealed who Dickie Dobbs was. We now know it's Ion. So.
Oh, Dickie.
Yes. So the situation is that such eloquence is hard to oppose. But I'm ready for all tasks. But I actually thought I'd allow Nancy to come in and voice her complaints, because according to our major reporter on assignment, Dave Neufeld, he's been watching Nancy. She's been squirming in the seat while Ion and Dickie talked as if she had worms. She doesn't look very happy. I think we could have an entertaining and perhaps insightful response from her. Since I hadn't prepared for today's situation, actually, I was too busy making decisions. And
he's so fucking offended and so slack, he won't even prepare for the one damn thing he's been waiting all year to do. He's too damn sorry to do the one thing, as Carolyn would say, I ask you to do one thing. That's the only thing I ask you to do, and that's what you do, nothing. Here we go. So no one should really be surprised. That's very, very.
Hey, this is 5 minutes.
Out of bounds.
What the hell are you going on about? You shut up. Okay. Now here it is. This is Nancy's speech in replacement of me, and it is written by Dave Neufeld. He smuggled it in, and Nancy's first aide was distracted by, I think, Jermaine, and therefore, during that blowjob, Dave switched the speech. So here is Nancy expressing her love of the situation and her love of democracy unknowingly, in a fit of enthusiasm, of her style. So here we go. Nancy?
Oh, I hate Bob. Oh, my God. Please don't make me talk to him one more time. I don't care who Renee was. I don't want to hear about Canada. I hate the alien. I don't want to know about City Island. I don't care about 88.1 or 5 in the state on both frequencies. I don't want to know about a thing of government. I don't want to know about 1222. I don't want to know what happened to the world's tallest midget. I don't care about hand signal for the blind. I don't care about, I don't care what happened to Furry Lip. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't mind hearing a little of this. But, oh, my Jesus fucking God, I don't want to hear any more about all these glib, cliched archetypes of what Thompson thought Croker was going to get McLuhan to validate from a position that that Ezra Pound didn't understand in the first place. That Gersey tried to figure out poor Bob Carr smoking in Mumbai in his pipe, trying to figure out how the LSD got in the LSD in the first place.
Pretty funny. Just kind of played it along, but yeah.
No, you just do it all that because you want me to play this thing I just smoked.
Yeah.
You're making me play it. Too good, but I can't hold it back. I know what you're doing.
Well,
very good, Dave. It's Dave's history. CKLN 88.1 versus 88.5. Dave Neufeld was there at the beginning of who he actually helped broadcast Who's Forgotten Ferlin on August 24th, 1988. And all the other stuff mentioned there, Dave was the first to be rung through the ringer. So he got his words in there, and Nancy is now, what is she doing? She's fainting. Looks like she's slumping in her speaker's chair. Well, she's shocked that she got replaced and cloned and doubled. And again, I'm a triple agent. I appear to be working for Dick Dobbs right now. But don't count on it in the long run. So I tip my toque, my Canadian toque, to my brother, and I think we will post this speech by ION and make it known by many, because it summed up everything that it has been trying to say for the last 11 years. So congratulations, opposition. We wouldn't be here without you. Note the subtle yin-yang squared process I'm indicating. Ian even said that. Ian said, you've got to put up with the contrast as it dims. Did you note that, Carol? Mm-hmm. I noticed you got talked about.
Yeah.
And so I think that was an exciting State of the Union speech and one that the kids could salute in school if we allow schools to remain. I think you established a template there, Ion. And those who are here can say they were here to their ancestors who already knew what Madeline was going to do when she moved out of San Francisco. So shall we take questions from the reporters? Let's see. James, can James speak? Has James got his act together enough to speak from Perth, Australia?
Hello, it's not Perth, it's Adelaide.
Oh, so who's that? What's your name?
Adelaide. Hello, Bob, it's Pam here. How are you?
Oh, yeah, you don't get to speak much. Address the loyal opposition, Ion, if you please.
Hi, Ion.
Oh, let me
hey, honey.
Unmute him. Oh, he's unmuted, good.
We're unmuted. We got
yeah.
this, Bob.
All right. I must go make some decisions. You take over.
That's
here for
true.
A minute.
That's true. Yeah.